Like Stone, on this day he won a Nobel Peace Prize. President Obama is meeting with his war council right now over troops in Afghanistan. Live to Washington, ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Alex, it's the president's second meeting with his National Security Council this week. After talks about the broader region, this session today is focusing primarily on the top Afghanistan commander's assessment of the conditions on the ground there. While General Stanley McChrystal's request for tens of thousands more troops has reached the White House, spokesman Robert Gibbs said today it's yet to come up in these situations. Room talks. Gibbs says it'll be several more weeks before a decision is made. Alex?
Now, before that meeting, President Obama said it's time to do more to protect Americans against financial abuses.
The new Consumer Financial Protection Agency that I've asked Congress to create will have just one mission: to look out for the financial interests of ordinary Americans.
The president's efforts to create a new consumer agency have been met by resistance. In Arizona, two people are dead, dozens injured after being overcome by something in a sauna-like heat lodge.
It's a dome-shaped structure with tarps and blankets covering it. They take very hot rocks, apparently, inside the dome, set them in water to create steam.
Sheriff spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn, if you have a mustache and you're a man, good news, a new report says you'll make more money in life.
The mustache worked wonders for Borat.
That is nice.
It was a trademark of Teddy Roosevelt. Tom Selleck, too. Now a survey funded by the American Mustache Institute.
I got a mustache.
Yep, even has its own anthem. Finds that mustached Americans earned 8% more than the rest of us. But those sporting stashes spent 11% more and saved less. The survey also found they're more likely to spend on frivolities like cologne, lice removal kits, beard combs, and 80s memorabilia. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
The markets this hour, Dow up 78 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Do it yourself means do it for less. Take your car. The basics are easier than you think. CarQuest Auto Parts can help with the products and the expertise to get you started.
Advanced protection. Pennzoil conventional motor oil in five popular weights. Buy four quarts, get the fifth quart free. Tame the cold with Peak antifreeze and coolant. Buy 1 gallon, get one free after mail-in rebate. See participating stores for details through October 31st.
Visit CarQuest.com or phone 800-492-PART for the nearest location. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. Which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Aviation experts will tell you a major concern is planes colliding on the runways or taxiways. Every year there are some close calls when planes just miss crashing. Today the government says the frequency of those close calls is going down.
They are called runway incursions, when two planes or a plane in an airport vehicle get too close. The FAA says serious incursions were down 50% in the last 12 months compared to the same time the year before. There were 12 serious runway near misses in the past year, just two involving commercial planes. That compares to 25 incidents the year before, nine of which involved commercial aircraft. Federal accident investigators insist even more needs to be done. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.
If you've had a hard time getting help with tweaking a home loan, you're not by yourself. The Treasury Department's foreclosure assistance program hasn't worked as well as planned, according to a new congressional oversight panel.
This congressional oversight panel found that it may be a little too early to be too excited about the success of the program, that the eventual goal of helping 3 to 4 million people may not happen because there are problems with the scope, the scale, and just whether or not the modified loans will actually be able to keep people in their homes.
ABC News Business Unit reporter Charles Herman says a congressional panel now looking at ways to make the program more effective or create a new program altogether. This is ABC News.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products, for eyes the way nature intended, uses directed.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hey, Jill, Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. We have a developing story in Pacifica where a dump truck reportedly loaded with dirt careened down Manor Drive, hitting as many as 10 cars. KGO's Dennis Willis is live at the scene. Dennis?
Hey, Rosie. How you doing?
Good. Tell us what you're seeing.
Well, it's actually quite a scene down here in Pacific Manor. On a good day, there's a lot of really bad traffic down here. This is at Manor Drive in Palmetto. Right outside the Pacific Manor Shopping Center. And what we have is an industrial truck, a 10-wheeler from Ace Drilling, lost control, lost his brakes, came careening down Manor. And I spoke to the driver, his name is Ron Leith, and he did his best to avoid as many people and buildings as he could, bringing it to a stop in the parking lot. But then, as a result, 10 cars were hit. There were no fatalities. One girl was extricated, and another was transported to San Francisco Trauma Center with chest and neck pain. But otherwise, it could have been a lot worse down here.
Okay, where's the truck right now?
The truck right now actually came to rest in the parking lot here at Pacific Manor Shopping Center.
How was the driver able to stop it? So he just lost control. It wasn't a brake issue then.
It was a brake issue, actually. It was an unknown cause, but he told me himself that he lost control of the brakes. The brakes went soft about halfway down, and then at that point he did his best just to avoid as much as he could. And I'm putting words in his mouth, but I think he pretty much aimed for the parking lot because that would be the safest way to stop the vehicle.
And this is a very busy area, you say?
Generally, it's a very busy area, yes. I mean, like I said, on a good day, there's a ton of traffic, so it could have been a lot worse.
A lot of emergency vehicles on the scene?
Yeah. There's some Daly City Fire Department as well as Pacifica and about 40 officers all around. So it's quite a scene down here.
Okay. Well, Dennis, you are terrific. Thanks so much for gathering this information for us.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. That's KGO's Dennis Willis live at the scene. And let's get into the KGO Traffic Center now. Terry Rouse.
San Leandro to Oakland, North 880 between Marina Boulevard and High Street. Stop and go traffic because of an earlier crash. San Jose crash, South 880 connector up to southbound 101. Toyota owners, no one is better trained to maintain the legendary quality of your Toyota than your genuine Toyota service center. Visit toyotaownersonline.com, your Toyota owner's service resource. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KTO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the 60s around the Bay. Rosie Allen, KTO Radio News. We now rejoin Dr. Deanie Dell in progress.
They can provide the wig because only you know how you want their hair to look like. State-of-the-art 3D imaging. And this thing is sitting on a bookshelf with some books and flowers and this and that. I'm not sure I could handle just looking at the person who's passed away staring right at you. A very, as they say in quotes, very realistic memorial for anyone. Know what? Heather said, oh, I don't know. This looks pretty good to me. I don't know what the material is. And all the little hairs are on the face and the whole deal. And they'll send you a proof of the personal urn for your comments and before they go ahead and manufacture it. We had an incident recently going through security at the airport. We had my mother-in-law in a box. And you know something? When you have someone's ashes, and I actually had to do this with my father-in-law a few weeks ago also, it looks like plastic explosive. Guy said it just looks like an amorphous mass. And amorphous masses isn't exactly the kind of thing that most people carry in their suitcases. And, of course, we were in a rush, and a guy wanted to open it, and he said, what's in here? Well, my mother-in-law's in there. Go ahead, open it, sucker. He closed that thing up and let us through in 2 seconds. All right, let's move on to something more pleasant here. How many years, minutes, days, hours, whatever, does the average man spend ogling women? Now, we all do it. We're hardwired. It's primal. Thank goodness we can't help it. It keeps the world going around. Well, the average man spends 43 minutes a day eyeing up to 10 different women. Up to. So if that's only one woman, he's spending 43 days looking at one person. He's going to get in trouble for that one. 10 women, she's getting 4.3 minutes each. That's 259 hours. That's 11 days each year. Total of 11 months and 11 days between the ages of 18 and 50. In other words, the average man spends a year completely, total, a year, the hours, minutes, and days in a year, ogling women. And women actually sneak a peek at six men for just over 20 minutes a day, so about half as much. This is from a photography company, kind of wondering what we're all looking at here. Consumer Reports, publishing a survey. I'll let you get your hands on this on your own. But basically, comparing HMOs and PPOs on costs, support, billing services, satisfaction, and your out-of-pocket costs for premiums increased 38% in the past 2 years. That's right, 38%. I know you're all worried about. Sometimes I see the things that people are worried about when it comes to healthcare, and it's like boggles my mind. I can't get a handle on it. Why are you worried about that? That's not important. Anyway, they found overall HMOs were preferred and may have done a better job in terms of costs. There are exceptions than PPOs. HMO is like Kaiser. Well, hey, I'll read you some of the top ones. The top was Group Health Cooperative and Health Alliance. We don't have that in California, I don't think. Several Kaiser plans. Preferred Care, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, Independent Health. At the bottom of the HMO list, Oxford Health Plan and Aetna Health HMO members. But PPOs, some Blue Shield of Connecticut, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Connecticut was top rated. See, the thing is with a PPO, preferred provider organizations, are still disparate and disorganized. It's not coordinated. How can they possibly compete with an HMO where everybody works for the same company and speaks the same language? In terms of having trouble with your billing, in terms of getting care, in terms of websites where you can seek information and customer support, HMOs came out on top. Only 4% of respondents had problems getting the care they needed in the higher rated plans. 18% said they had trouble at some point during the year average. Among users of some or lower rated plans, 16% complained it was difficult or impossible to get needed care. So it's all over the place. It's all over the place. And until we figure a way to kind of bring it all together so any American anywhere can count on getting similar quality care, nothing's going to make us happy. Heat waves. Heat waves can kill, you know that, particularly older people. But if the previous winter was a mild winter, summer heat waves are more deadly. Now, why is that? Well, get what the thinking is here. It's not has nothing to do with the meteorology of the situation. The idea is that a mild winter allows more frail people who would have otherwise died to survive. And that leaves a larger population of frail people at the whim of summer heat waves. People are more likely to die in the winter than in summer, of course, overall. But the August heat wave in Europe killed thousands, brought the health risks of hot temperatures to the forefront. And as they're looking at it and breaking it down, it is average people are 1.4 times more likely to die in a summer day with a temperature of 30 degrees centigrade. I have to do the math for you. No, I'm not going to do it. Blah, blah, blah. So just to let you know. Green tea and cancer. Here's this massive review, including 1.6 million people looking at all the studies that have been done. And the review says, well, there's only limited evidence that there's anything here. I know a lot of you are green tea believers. The problem with the early studies were, you know, they went something like this. People who drink green tea have less cancer. Well, people who drink tea in general are very different. They drink a lot of green tea overseas. We're not big green tea drinkers in America, so very confusing studies. The only cancer that there might be a suggestion of a tiny link was prostate cancer. Possibly it could even increase your risk of bladder cancer. Most of these studies are done in Asia. Their bottom line is if you enjoy drinking green tea, continue to do so. But I've not been impressed by the data myself. Well, a little more evidence here. Gorillas may be the source of HIV and AIDS. The woman from the Cameroon, boy, there's a place. We were there last year. I told you some of the stories. Has been found to be infected with an AIDS-like virus that came from gorillas. Now, the woman had moved to Paris from Cameroon, and genetic sequencing, which is routine of the virus, showed it looked like no samples of AIDS that they had seen before, and indeed it was this gorilla form. Now, she's a widow. She had no contact with gorillas, but she had several sex partners after her husband died, and she remembered having been sick once, just once. When you get HIV, by the way, you think it's the flu. You have fever and aches, but you're not going to know what it is. And we do think that this is one of those illnesses that as human beings push into the depths of rainforests and forests and wild places in the earth, we're going to come across viruses that we weren't supposed to come across. And a little bit of mutation, and there you go. This is where flu comes from. Little global perspective here. Breastfeeding could save 1.3 million children's lives. 1.3. Teaching new moms how to breastfeed could save 1.3 million children's lives. I offer this up because when you see, and now that it's gone down in flames, this idea they're going to go circumcise all African men, right, to slow down the progress of AIDS. You can't even teach women to breastfeed. You can't teach people how to get fresh water to their homes. We can't provide 50 cents worth of an antibiotic to save people from blindness. It's just pathetically silly to think you're going to go to Africa. Now they found, of course, that when you circumcise men in Africa, it makes matters worse. The women, that they have to be even more careful about using condoms. Because most men in Africa think, hey, I'll get me circumcised. I don't need to wear condoms. You have to wear condoms even more assiduously than what is the point, right? Because it turns out AIDS spreads as easily, if not more easily, after they circumcise men to the women. I can't comment this one as one of those. You all know this as listeners to this program. It's a study here claiming that eating seafood is a mood lifter for women who are feeling depressed during pregnancy. And there is some thinking omega-3s can influence brain physiology enough to alter mood. But the studies are not impressive at this point. It'll get better. And there is a physiological rationale, if it were true. You always like to have that. Anyway, looked at depression and seafood intake and all that. And yet, you know, you got to look at the social demographics, which they tried. There's women who eat a lot of seafood. Seafood is expensive. And women eating a lot of seafood may be healthier, take care of themselves, come from whole different groups of our population. So to say that the eating of the seafood caused less depression is not conclusive to me. Similar with this, though, looking at morning sickness. Children whose mothers had morning sickness wind up with higher IQs. We have found that morning sickness is linked to lower rates of miscarriage and stillbirth and preterm delivery. Morning sickness, as it evolved, we think, makes women very, very particular about what they eat at a critical phase in fetal development, so they're not likely to eat a lot of weird stuff, right? And that's what it's about. They don't have they just don't want to eat anything. And so they're less likely to eat weird stuff, and they get those food cravings that are strange, which keeps them away from a high variety of plants and things like that that might be toxic to the fetus. So it's always been seen as a sign of health. Obviously, if your baby has, you know, if you've had a miscarriage, well, not a miscarriage, but the baby's died or not doing well, you might not get morning sickness. And they also looked at a common drug we took off the market a long time ago for morning sickness that actually seemed to help the IQs. But then again, same deal, right? The women who go out of the way to go find this medication and get the medication, you know, may be smarter to begin with, and that's why their kids are smarter. I just offer that to those women who just bemoan when they get the bad morning sickness and think it's going to harm the baby. Speaking of harm to babies, here's one of these things. About 70% of U.S. kids have low vitamin D levels. The problem with this is we don't know what a normal vitamin D level should be and what it means. This reminds me of the old vitamin C days, right? And everybody was low in vitamin C, and we just said everybody should take vitamin C, and it turned out to be worthless. And vitamin D, that's a decade we're in. We're all really interested in it, and there's research, you know, blaming all kinds of illnesses and problems on low vitamin D levels. And we'll see. And yet they're saying, listen, what do kids do today? Not like mom telling you, go out and play. Kids are go in and play. They're indoors, around their computers all the time. And when you look at temperate climates and the wintertime and kids who might have darker complexions, it is possible. It is possible. And, of course, they drink more soda than milk, and their mom slops on all the sunscreen when they do go out. So I can see us overdoing it and kids being deficient. I just don't know where I would draw the cutoff point, right? Oh, this is just because I was reading down. I wasn't going to do this, and I kept reading, and I said, ooh, this was interesting. Are you ready? Fighting fat. You know this whole thing about white fat and brown fat, and brown fat turns food into heat, and white fat makes it into fat and all that, and we're looking at how can we harness. We didn't think adults had a lot of brown fat, but we do. We do. Very important to maintaining your weight. So here at Dana-Farber Institute in Boston, they showed that you can change fat cells into brown fat cells and inject them into mice. the cells burn sugar that otherwise would have been stored as fat. Very clever. Fine print. Those of my colleagues have shown that foreskin cells from mice can be changed into brown fat cells. Does that conjure up images? Can you see the bris? Okay, the little teeny rabbi and little mouse. Whose job is it in the lab to circumcise the mice? Where's PETA? Where's PETA on this one? I've always, conjectured that if veterinarians wanted to circumcise dogs, we'd have PETA coming out of the woodwork. Anyway, you can take foreskin cells, turn them into cells, inject into blah, 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 and make you skinny. Would that be a kick in the head? The foreskin turns out to be the cure for obesity? Sorry, can't help it. All right, you are a couple. You know the things you fight about. You know the common things you fight about. Well, among the most common things that men and women fight about, okay, is being depicted in this article. I know you've had a fight about it. And what it means and how it gets resolved, well, I'll make you wait for that. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I am Dr. Dina Dove.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists.
This is the story about Allison Thomas, her house, and an earthquake.
Hi.
On December 22, 2003, at 11:15 a.m., a 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit where the Thomas family lives in the city of Atascadero near California's central coast.
We dove under our dining room table and held on tight. We thought the shaking would never stop.
Yet the quake lasted for just 12 seconds.
It was a nightmare. Our floor collapsed and the room fell about 18 inches on one side.
Thanks to insurance from the California Earthquake Authority, the Thomases were able to rebuild their house.
We didn't have a lot in savings, and without earthquake insurance, we couldn't have rebuilt. Today, we have our house and our savings.
Remember, your homeowner's insurance policy does not cover earthquake damage. Talk to your insurance agent about earthquake coverage that's right for you. This dramatization is based on an actual earthquake insurance claim. On October 15th at 10:15 a.m., millions of Californians will participate in the largest earthquake drill ever in the U.S. Register today at shakeout.org.
Knock on wood? Seriously? With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Theodore in Texas. How you doing, Theodore?
Hey, Dr. Dean Adell.
Yes, sir.
My parents, they're on this. They read a book about a you eat good for your blood type. It's some kind of blood type diet. if you're A positive, you can't eat pork or something like that. I was wondering what you thought about it.
Yeah, are they trying to they're trying to lose weight and be healthy? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It says,
yeah. Have they been on other diets before? Are they the kind of folks who go on diets all the time?
No, they're getting up. My dad's 57, my mom's 50, and I think they're just trying to stay younger or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they want the easy way out like all Americans do. No, this blood type diet thing is silly. You know, really, kind of began this whole idea of blood type even in personality. Like, you know, we're into astrology in this country. You know, hey, you're an Aries. Oh, I'm a, you know, Sagittarius. Blood type in Japan is thought to relate to your personality and compatibility and all that. And it's as silly as astrology is. So then along comes the blood type diet. And there is no scientific evidence to support this at all. And as I said, what they're looking for, because in a blood type diet, you see, says, oh, if you can't eat this and you can't eat that, then you're going to automatically be healthy and lose weight. And of course, that's silly. We all want those magic answers, as opposed to, I could, and so could you, but be careful as your parents, you might get yourself in trouble, you know, tell you in 8 seconds flat how to lose weight, which is just eat what you want, but eat less. And so basically, what people say to me is when they go on diets is they don't get that part of it, and any diet works. All diets will work if you stick to them. Most diets and diet books, if you go by exactly what they say, keep your calories down, and you're probably going to lose weight. Doesn't matter. If I could write a book on the M&M diet. You eat nothing but M&Ms. As long as you eat a proper number of M&Ms, which is less calorically than your body needs, you're going to lose weight. So it doesn't matter what it is. So the diet industry is very clever, and this was a very, it's a, by the way, an older book. It's not Au Courant, but it's so clever how the diet industry keeps coming up with new things to sell us, because they can't sell us the same old, because the same old failed. Last year's diet failed, the one before that year, that failed too, and they keep on failing, yet they keep on coming up with new and clever stuff. What can I say? Let's talk to Ardell in Washington. How you doing, Ardell?
Yes, doctor. I have a question. I have lupus, and I guess because I have lupus, the heightened immune system causes me to want to attack myself and destroy organs. Does that mean that because I have a heightened immune system, I'm better off with the swine flu or the catching colds or getting any other kind of flu?
Yes, interesting and important question, because there's a lot of confusion. People see the immune system as just one big thing. And it isn't. There's little subsets. So what you're asking me is, because the part of your immune system that's rejecting part of your body, in a way as if I were to transplant my kidney into you and not give you immunosuppressant drugs, your body would reject my kidney, obviously. Well, your body can do that with its own organs. Why is it not recognizing certain tissues as self, and it rejects them? Autoimmune disease. Another part of the immune system fights germs. And they often do not go together. So you can have, and they can go together too, by the way. There are situations where you make lots of antibodies and you can protect yourself against some immune, some infectious diseases. And you can get a flu shot, for instance. It'll turn on your immune system against all the flu viruses and other viruses, but it doesn't make you attack your own tissues. There are very complex reasons why this happens in the system of checks and balances in your immune system. Because many people who get autoimmune diseases, sometimes they have a weakness when it comes to protecting against germs. So in your condition in lupus, I don't think that is the case. And yet, to give you the overall warning, which I've done many times, is when people go to the health food store and they want something to boost their immune system, you know, the question you should be asking is which part of the immune system, because you boost the whole thing altogether and you can very easily wind up like Ardell, right, and have an autoimmune disease. So there are no, listen, you can boost the immune system that attacks diseases, but of course we live in an era when, you know, Oprah is kind of taking a stance against it. It's called vaccination. That's what a vaccine does. It boosts your immune system against the germs you're trying to fight. Don't get me started. 1-800-548-TALK. Something that most of you as couples have thought about. I know you have. I have. All right. We'll talk about it and how to resolve it and what it means. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. We have more on a developing story out of Pacifica, where a dump truck has crashed into nearly a dozen cars. KGO's Brett Burkhardt is live with the details. Brett?
Yeah, we're at a Safeway Shopping Center, Rosie, just west of Highway 1 along West Manor Drive in the Pacifica Manor area of Pacifica, where this dump truck loaded with dirt came to rest after running into at least 10 cars. Ron Leet is the driver of the pickup who tells KGO he lost the brakes back east of here on a steep hill.
And I'm just grateful that I thank God that we got to the bottom, you know, and nobody was killed or, you know, seriously injured. And, you know, that's the main thing. I don't care about the truck, and I don't care about, you know, damage to vehicles. It's just, you know, human life. It's important, you know. It makes you think about my life a lot more.
And as you look up the street, you can see one crashed car after another. One of them flipped onto its side. Two people were rushed to the hospital. Others refused medical treatment. I'm Brett Burkhardt. We are live in Pacifica, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Brett. Charges dropped today against five of the so-called SF8. That is the group of men arrested 2 years ago in connection with the 1971 shooting death of a San Francisco police officer. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed the day up 78 points at 9,864. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny skies this afternoon with highs from the 60s all the way to the high 70s inland. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Len Tillum here. Do you remember Well Made? Things Well Made often last longer, work better, feel better, and they make you last, work, and feel better, too. The Tux people have been hand-making Ducks beds for over 80 years. It all began in 1924 when a Swedish craftsman by the name of Ephraim Young made a trip to America. He was inspired by his stays in American hotels. He went back to Sweden to develop the most comfortable bed imaginable. He did it. The Ducks bed. Now, for a limited time, Duxiana stores nationwide are celebrating Mr. Young's inspiration. When you buy a Ducks bed, you'll receive up to $4,700 in factory incentives. That's 4,700 good reasons to visit a Duxiana showroom. You'll find one in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto. For hours and directions, visit DuxBed.com. That's DUXBed.com or call 800-595-2000. It's a bed well made. It's a Dux.
Put pure power into your hands. Visit your local Husqvarna dealer and let the chips fly during Husqvarna's Fall Demo Days. Trade in any used chainsaw and get $50 off the purchase of a new Husqvarna 460 Rancher. Or pick up our 50th anniversary 450 chainsaw. Get tips, expert advice, and a free 2010 Farmer's Almanac. Master your great outdoors with professionally proven Husqvarna. For a dealer near you, visit Husqvarna.com.
It's time to feel the countdown to a coronation. The thunder of the flyby and the roar of the infield. To feel what it's like to taste victory donuts or what it's like to wreck your car and your chances. Feel the goosebumps get bigger and your eyes get wider. Because this is no time for letting up. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues with the Pepsi 500 at California. Sunday at 2:30 Eastern on ABC.
There's something big happening at Nissan. It's the Nissan National Ted Event. Right now, get up to $1,000 bonus cash on top of all existing offers. With $1,750 cash back plus $1,000 bonus cash, get $2,750 off the 2009 Nissan Altima. Ranked highest among midsize cars in initial quality by J.D. Power and Associates. Or, right now, lease the Nissan Rogue for $199 per month. For more great offers, visit NissanUSA.com. Then get to your Nissan dealer. This special bonus cash ends Sunday, October 18th. Once again, Nissan delivers. $35.94 initial payment. Lease for 39 months. Excludes tax, title, and license. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Nissan cash back when you buy a new 2009 Altima from dealer stock. $1,000 bonus cash available on Altima. $500 bonus cash excludes Versa 1.6, GTR 370Z, and Quest. Bonus cash ends 10-18-09. See dealer for details. Cash back ends 11-209. For J.D. Power and Associate Award information, www.jdpower.com.
Hey, NFL fan. After rooting for the home team, you'll probably find yourself rooting around the kitchen for dinner options. Well, you can ignore the skimpy, unfilling diet dinners and forget those fatty, greasy man meals. Go for Campbell's Chunky Soup. Try Hearty Beef Barley. It's my favorite. Made with all lean meat and now with a full serving of vegetables. It's still filling and delicious, and now it's more nutritious. If only all rooting led to such happy results. Campbell's Chunky Soup, official soup sponsor of the NFL.
With an easy-to-use TomTom GPS, all you have to do is plug in an address. TomTom finds the fastest route and guides you with clear spoken directions. TomTom, go confidently.
Nope. Women don't like it. Now, I'm leaving that menopausal stuff and hot flashes and all that here because that's a whole separate deal. It's a real phenomenon, it turns out. They have a lot of data showing that women are more sensitive to the cold. Studies in several mammals, given a choice between two chambers in either side of their comfort range, males will prefer one that's too cold. Females prefer one that's too hot. The Army knows that women are more susceptible to frostbite and hypothermia, Raynaud's. Hypothermia is interesting because, you know, if you have more body fat, and there have been studies, you know, during the Donner Party and everybody starved up in the Sierra in the, you know, 19th century, the women did better than the men because they had more body fat. Now, maybe they're making everything equivalent amount of body fat because fat is insulating. The difference in temperature between men and women is explained by several factors, including women's lower ratio of body mass to surface area, less muscle mass, slower metabolisms. And when they do this test, normally this is done for pain. If I wanted to study pain, how would I induce pain in you? Well, we take your hands and put it in ice water, ice cubes in a bucket, ice and ice water in a big bucket, put your arm in and stay there as long as you can till you can't stand anymore and you have to pull your arm out. Well, women can't do this. They pull their arms out much more quickly. And a survival response that we don't completely understand, a woman's sympathetic nervous system, which, of course, helps the body regulate temperature, activates under cold stimulation more easily than a man. If a woman likes it less cold in a house, it's probably due to this low tolerance pain of cold. I'm not profiling a couple, you know. This is one of these articles saying profiled a couple. But here's something for everybody if you haven't thought about that one. Happily married couples, that's, you know, means you've made it all the way to the rocking chair. They think here there's an average of 10 irreconcilable differences. Things are just never going to change each other's mind on. And couples are always going to disagree about some things, but the important thing is to talk about them with love and respect. In marriage communication, we have to teach couples to talk to each other even when they disagree in a way that will make them want to get along and move on to tomorrow. All right? So there's the answer. I don't think it got answered, did it? You know, this is why car manufacturers, the passenger side, you can set a different temperature than the driver's side. All right? Let's talk to Andrew in Washington. How you doing, Andrew?
Good. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Well, I was calling because I was listening to your show and the previous caller that his parents were doing that weird blood type diet or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, you are perfectly correct that all diets do work. I've been on one for almost a year now. I've lost about 65 pounds. You know, and as long as you just stick to it, you know, they all work. The trick isn't losing the weight. It's just after you're done, keeping it off. That's the hard part.
Well, that's what it is, Andrew. And let's be very, very clear, because you're getting into the nitty-gritty here, and it's important. And when I say all diets work, on the other side of my mouth, I can say all diets don't work. You know, 97%, 98% of the time, they fail. Eventually, and I can't think of any other consumer product in America, maybe you can, Andrew, that fails 98% of the time, and yet, you know, it's a huge $10, $20 billion a year industry. I don't know how they get away with that. But if you stick, as Andrew is implying, to the diet, you will lose weight because they're all, you know, the average diet book, and I you know, we did a report on this once, you know, comes in around 1,100 calories if you stick to what they say in the book. Well, you can eat 1,200 calories of M&Ms, as I've implied, or 1,200 calories of your favorite foods. That's what I would do. I'm not going to change what I eat to lose weight. I'll just eat less of it because I like the food. I like the taste, the sensual quality of it. I'm not going to start eating cardboard in an attempt to lose weight. So, Andrew, that is a trick. So, Andrew, without mentioning what you're doing, are you doing a diet from a book, or are you doing a diet you've kind of figured out because you're smart and you have experience with it?
No, I'm actually using that SlimFast diet is what I'm doing.
SlimFast. Okay, that's tricky. That'll work if you can. I mean, a lot of people eventually they kind of give up because, well, put it this way. There's an attraction to simpler approaches like drink this liquid three times a day, blah, blah, blah. That appeals to a lot of people. And I think we all have different personalities when it comes to dieting. It's like a golf a golf bro once told me, he says, you try to teach someone how to play golf. Some people want to know, why do you want to hold the club this way? Why do you want the face going in that direction to hit the ball? And other people say, just show me how to do it. So some people, you know, like the simplicity of just eat this three times a day, drink this. Other people don't like that. They'd rather create their own deal and eat everything they want but learn how to cut down the calories. So the question I'm going to have to ask you is, Angie, can you see yourself doing that the rest of your life?
No, I can't. But well, I topped out at 305 pounds last year.
Wow.
I was like, wow, you're way too fat. So, and plus I was trying to get into law enforcement, so, you know, that weight needed to go.
Good.
I had a financial motivation to get rid of it.
Yep.
Which helped. And B, yep. I'm a creature of habit. So once I get into a habit, I can just stick to it.
Good, good. All right. Well, you know what I'm saying, and that you take the calories in the drink and figure out, if you get tired of it, what maximum amount of food you can eat. Because I could come up with foods that are bulky, would help you fill up. You know, there's lots of fresh veggies and fruits and things like that and whole grain stuff that'll give you a sense of fullness that would have the equivalent calories, because I'd like to see you make it. You sound committed, and I like your attitude about it. All right. Let's talk to Christina. How you doing, Christina?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm pregnant, and I've had a lot of people telling me, and I've read it in the paper, about the swine flu vaccine and how they're really encouraging pregnant women to take it. But then
sure.
I also heard on the radio, and I've read articles, and health officials are saying things like that there aren't any tests that have been done. There aren't any long-term tests on the side effects of this vaccine, so they don't really have any information on what it could do to the pregnancy or the woman. They don't have any information on that, and they're worried that that's keeping women away. And so I'm kind of feeling like it's a problem.
Christina, I can help you with this one real easily. You have been reading that swine flu has been killing pregnant women disproportionately, right?
Right.
Okay, so death is a very, very important consideration. If you die, your baby's going to die. So in terms of having to weigh complex situations, there is nothing the swine flu vaccine would do to you that catching the swine flu would not, in terms of the immune system, etc. Except the swine flu would kill you. The vaccine causes an increase in antibodies, which is happening all the time. There is no, and if you know of any evidence out there that, you know, any vaccine causes birth defects, I'd like to know it. You got to be careful, because you're concerned and you're looking for information. You got to know your sources. And then it's still going to be confusing, because you're being asked to evaluate benefits versus risks. So right now, for some reason we cannot figure out, it seems, and we haven't even proven this one, that the swine flu seems to be more deadly to pregnant women. You catch a flu while you're pregnant increases the rate of schizophrenia, we think, by the way, in babies. So there is something interesting about the heavy fever, maybe, or even that particular bug. So there's no question. There's no question. If we get to a point, and this looks like this flu is hanging on, it's carrying itself right through the summer in summer camps and in the southern hemisphere. Remember, it's winter down there right now. So be prepared for this flu to be there. And in terms of, you know, 35,000 people dying every year in the United States from regular flu, this is still less, but got to keep our eye on the ball. You do not get information like this from talk shows or magazines, I don't care, or even the internet. You talk to your doctor, because everyone out there is trying to sell you an idea. You have a huge anti-vaccinationist movement out there that's very irrational, you know, who, because it makes for good news and good talk shows, and they get a lot of coverage that is inappropriate and not based on science. You want to do what statistically is best for you and your baby. End of subject. Statistically, what is best for me and my baby? You keep thinking like that, you'll be fine. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
TheaterWorks, the nationally acclaimed theater of Silicon Valley, presents The Chosen, the classic tale of family and friendship written by Aaron Posner and Chaim Potok. Based on the best-selling novel by Chaim Potok, this warm and witty drama follows the unlikely friendship of two teenagers from very different Jewish communities, growing up five blocks and a world apart in 1940s Brooklyn. The Chosen was called spellbinding, pure magic, by the Chicago Sun-Times. A brilliant night of theater you won't want to miss. This is a play to share with family and friends. An unforgettable exploration of fathers, sons, faith, loyalty, and ultimately, the power of love. One that critics have called a moving experience, powerful and exquisite. TheaterWorks presents The Chosen through November 1st at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts. For tickets and information, call 650-463-1960 or visit TheaterWorks.org. That's TheaterWorks.org for The Chosen. Order your tickets today.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. Protein is not a four-letter word. First, it's actually seven letters. But what I mean is, it's not a bad word. I mean, meat, protein, doesn't have to be expensive. Especially now with the Protein is not a four-letter word sale at Grocery Outlet. Right now at Grocery Outlet, 3 pounds of all-natural Harris Ranch regular ground beef is just $4.50. That's just $1.50 per pound. Or if you like your ground beef extra lean, get a one-pound pack from Harris Ranch for only $2.99. And Chef Choice whole Cornish game hens are just 99 cents. They're normally $3 each. Plus, all those other jaw-dropping bargains on brands you trust at Grocery Outlet. Every day. Protein is not a four-letter word, but good and deal are. So is loot.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family-run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
Attention homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Looking to escape the bay? Just a few hours north, Mendocino County is just the getaway, and you can now win overnight packages courtesy of KGO and Visit Mendocino. This week, win a two-night stay at either Fort Bragg's Emerald Dolphin Inn or the Andiron Seaside Inn and Cabins in Little River. You'll also be eligible to win the grand prize of a three-night healthy getaway at the Stanford Inn overlooking Mendocino Bay. To enter, simply log on to KGORadio.com and click on Mendocino Getaway Sweepstakes.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to James. How you doing, James?
Hey there, Dr. Adell. Checking in with you about this whole matter of people being very intentional and strategic about the foods they feed their children with autism. And there was a report out, I guess, last week, got a lot of coverage from the Mayo Clinic, American Academy of Pediatrics, essentially saying that people shouldn't bother trying. Did you catch that study? And what's your...
Yeah, of course. Well, listen... If you look at the origins of where people got this idea that autism somehow related to diet, it's even more far-fetched than the vaccine deal. So I wouldn't feed an autistic kid anything special except a healthy, you know, a healthy balanced diet for the time being. And, you know, these things start as an email and a rampant rumor, and then an entire industry grows around it. And even this link between gastrointestinal, there was once an observation of a doctor who took care of autistic kids, and he had two of these kids had diarrhea. And from that got launched that autistic kids, it's due to a virus in the intestinal system. Listen, as time goes on, the evidence that is piling up about autism has to do with prenatal factors, factors during pregnancy, and factors before pregnancy that have to do with genetics. And indeed, we see early births in older fathers, and this all kinds of prenatal factors that have to do with it. And that's what it's going to be. If there's anything environmental playing a role, it'll be based upon a genetic susceptibility. And the stuff that gets legs based on publicity, and you know, this is unique to our time. You know, a quick side comment here. It's unique because I could launch an international rumor right now with one click of my mouse, and it will spread virally and multiply, and everybody on earth will hear about it who's interested in the subject. That didn't happen in the past. It didn't happen. You know, you had to read a newspaper. You had to get into a subject. You had to read books. You had to, you know, slowly, you know, turn these things over in your mind. Not that they didn't get fooled a lot in the past, but nowadays, We spend so much money trying to undo these health rumors that come about. It's just sad we're spending millions and millions, truly billions of dollars, having to prove that some of the nonsense that emerges is wrong because these people pressure Congress. And they pressure politicians who don't understand this stuff either. And so they want to put up the money. And then we find out the stuff is worthless and it doesn't change a thing. It still goes on. The sales continue. So it's very, very frustrating. So I wouldn't put an autistic child through any special diets at this particular point. They got other things to deal with that are more important. All right. Let's talk to Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Yes, Dr. Thanks for taking my call. Question is, what do you think about blood transfusion from someone that has tattoos? What's the good, the bad?
Yeah, so the person who is giving the blood has tattoos, or the person who's receiving the blood has tattoos?
The person giving has tattoos.
Yes. In general, there's no way to give blood today in America where you're not going to be tested. While it might be true statistically, Mike, that if you take 1,000 people with tattoos, you might find a higher rate of certain hepatitis in those people because some of them either went to unscrupulous practitioners or did it themselves, and hepatitis can spread that way. But even so, we check the blood. So I don't think there's any reason to not receive blood from someone who has tattoos. As I said, the blood is screened for what a person with tattoos might be more likely to have. But by far, let me emphasize this, the vast majority of people with tattoos don't have hepatitis. If they do, they got it, you know, other ways. Either they were using a needle or sexually or who knows what. So not a problem to my knowledge. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hello, everyone. I'm talking with The Talker.
Hello, hello. Can you hear The Talker? The Talker is doing the talking.
The Talker uses the UMA, the device which allows him to make all the calls he wants for free.
Ah, I am The Talker, who is very good at the talking, and sometimes not the listening, because when you're listening, you're not talking, and I...
You just plug the UMA into your phone and high-speed internet connection, and you get free phone calls with many features, such as caller ID.
Which is so very important for The Talker, so I can stay away from this fella who just blabs on and on.
And UMA gives you 911 service.
Which is important for what if I was talking so fast on my UMA that my lips caught on fire and I call 911, but my lips are on fire.
Not to mention UMA's call waiting.
I say to the one caller on the UMA, let me get rid of this guy. And I talk to the other caller and talk a bit, then go back to the
Thank
first
you,
caller.
The talker.
Oh, what? And I can have two talkings going on at the same time. The other
For your UMA, go to UMA.com. That's OOMA.com. Just $249.99 and no monthly fees. Now, talk isn't just cheap. It's free. Now available at Radio Shack, Amazon, and Best Buy.
Discover all the ways to save at Macy's Columbus Day Sale. 30 to 60% off store-wide for you and your home. Plus an extra 15 or 10% savings when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on suits for her, just $99.99. Don't miss our fashion and home clearance with total savings of 40 to 80%. Plus, buy more, save more during our great shoe sale. It's Macy's Columbus Day Sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Do a jig 2.15% more often. Because now when you open a Citibank CD, you can lock in a 2.15% annual percentage yield on a 24-month CD with a minimum balance of just $1,000. You'll get a guaranteed return, and it's FDIC insured. To learn more, go citibank.com/CD. There's no better way to secure your savings. To open a Citibank CD, visit your local Citibank branch. That's why Citi never sleeps.
Citibank N.A., member FDIC, consumer accounts only.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Monsters of Folk Tour 2009, featuring Connor Oberst and Mike Mogus of Bright Eyes, Jim James of My Morning Jacket, Ken and Ward. Saturday, October 17th, 8 p.m., Fox Theater, Oakland. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations, online at Ticketmaster.com or at thefoxoakland.com. An evening featuring brand new songs from Monsters of Folk, as well as songs from The Bright Eyes, My Morning Jacket, and M. Ward catalogs. Presented by your friends at Another Planet.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Let's talk to Jennifer. How you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, Dr. Dean Adel. This is Jennifer.
Hi.
My daughter, it has PDD-NOS, which is on the autism spectrum, and I took her off milk in May, and I saw results from that. Now I'm going through the whole gluten thing, and you're right that there is no support for that in the medical industry at all, and I was just wondering if you thought it was total waste of time, because I'm actually getting results, and I'm excited.
Right. Well, listen, Jennifer, this is the greatest conflict that there is in medicine today. Is when a person says, I got results. I used to have a producer. She had a bad cold, and she got drunk the night before. She came in the morning to work, and her cold was better. I got results, she said to me. So because your daughter seems to be improving, which could be, first of all, in medical school, you learn about the natural history of disease. Diseases come and they go. They get worse. They get better. They improve with age. They get worse with age, etc. You get humbled by that. And when you see a disease change, whatever you're doing, you might think is helping. And perhaps she's just getting older, or maybe the condition is changing, or maybe 10,000 different things. So in no way, shape, or form do I believe, nor does any other responsible medical profession. And listen, you've got, you know, when you get on an airplane, you trust that airplane has been checked and rechecked by engineers and professionals. And you drive your car, it's the same thing. You want it to be safe. Why we have this distrust, I think partially because we have difficulty understanding it. When people give their lives to studying this disease and spend 15, 20 years in school and training, say something, and people would rather believe someone they, you know, a neighbor or, and that, by the way, is the number one most trustful source for information in the world today. They just did a big, big survey on this to see what is it people trust. You trust brand names, certain websites, et cetera. It is the recommendation of a friend. So when a friend tells you that they or someone they heard did this for their child and the child seemed to get better, then that carries a lot of powerful weight. Just don't do anything silly. Do not harm your child. That's what I fear the most, is that people start taking away essential foods from a child. And then this belief is not science. 100 children getting better, where some kids got the real thing and some kids didn't, that's science. And that's from where we're coming from, telling you things don't work. All right, that's the program. Please join us in the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
This is the story about Allison Thomas, her house, and an earthquake.
Hi.
On December 22nd, 2003, at 11:15 a.m., a 6.5 magnitude earthquake hit where the Thomas family lives in the city of Atascadero near California's central coast.
We dove under our dining room table and held on tight. We thought the shaking would never stop.
Yet the quake lasted for just 12 seconds.
It was a nightmare. Our floor collapsed and the room fell about 18 inches on one side.
Thanks to insurance from the California Earthquake Authority, the Thomases were able to rebuild their house.
We didn't have a lot in savings, and without earthquake insurance, we couldn't have rebuilt. Today, we have our house and our savings.
Remember, your homeowner's insurance policy does not cover earthquake damage. Talk to your insurance agent about earthquake coverage that's right for you. This dramatization is based on an actual earthquake insurance claim. On October 15th at 10:15 a.m., millions of Californians will participate in the largest earthquake drill ever in the U.S. Register today at shakeout.org.
This Saturday and Sunday, to celebrate the grand opening of two brand new Orchard Supply Hardware stores in California, all our stores are having a We Pay the Sales Tax event. No matter what Osh store you shop at, the price you see is the price you pay. But Osh paying the sales tax is just the beginning of the savings. You'll also save 25% on all Craftsman power tools, compressors, and mechanics tool sets, even clearance and stock items while quantities last. And save 20% on the 5/8 by 50-foot kink no more hose, guaranteed not to tangle and on sale for $19.99. But you'll save even more, because this Saturday and Sunday, Osh pays the sales tax. Osh puts spending power back in your pocket this Saturday and Sunday with grand opening savings on Craftsman tools, kink no more hoses, and the We Pay the Sales Tax event. Orchard Supply Hardware, California's favorite home improvement store, now with two more locations.
I'm Gil Gross. Coming up, I win a Nobel Prize because people just kind of hope I'll do something. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 2 o'clock here.